So yes, it is almost time to leave. And yes, I am rather hyper. I thought I'd just do a quick little boo, as we like to call these, a dirty boxes light, perhaps, if we are scraping the barrel, concerning what to pack when you're going on a scout camp. Now, scout camps range in a various different ways, depending on how many boys and some girls, but mainly the boys going. For example, if it's just a weekend camp, then you just want to take a few changes of clothes. You don't want to get crusty socks, after a while, or you don't want too much chafing, so a few changes of boxers is helpful. It's silly little things like that, as if you're almost living at home. But that's pretty much it. There isn't anything exciting that you need to else take. It is almost dull. But if it's a week camp, or 11 days, or whatever, how bloody long it is, I still don't know. I should know better. Then it's a little bit more exciting. For example, I'm taking three books with me, only two of the titles I can remember. The other title, the first two, is obviously Getting Things Done. I'm poised and ready at the beginning of chapter five, because I have been silly, silly boy, and haven't read any for about a week. So I'm going to finish off my book, hopefully, and then I'm taking to reread The 4-Hour Work Week. Yes, I know, I'm investing lots of time and effort into this. And also a bookie book that I was given by my mate James, who it's based in Victorian times in its actual proper bookie book instead of a non-fiction variety, and it's a kind of a weird murder thing, and yeah, that's all I know about it. Supposedly it's a comedy, so that could be interesting with big words and stuff. So that's that fun. Also, obviously, I'm taking my iPhone and charger. I'm going to take the iRig iMic thingy-me-bob, which I'm speaking into your now. Hello. And that's basically it on the worky-worky side and stuff. But as it's a week long, then I thought to myself, I'm going to treat myself. So, ickle, ickle, scouty-wouty type people are jelly-arso. So, including what I'm going to pack, or I have packed even, is two luxurious cushions for my, or pillows, if you wish, for my little humble head to lay on and drool upon during the night. And the other beautiful thing, one of them is actually my eye sleep, what's it called? Eye sound pillow, eye sound asleep pillow, something like that. The one that you can plug in your iPhone or iPoddy Wad into or other shiny box into, and you can listen to music, because it can. This is probably going to be a very long time. There's very little for leaders to do, I keep getting told, so any entertainment is always welcome. I'm also taking a king size double duvet type thing. I know, yes, I'm also taking a sleeping bag, but the reason for the duvet is that you lay that down after you put your crash mats down to lay upon those, then you put the duvet on top of that, and it is all spongy, spongy, and if it goes really, really cold during the night, which we're in the UK, it will happen, then I can fold over one of the sides and I can get warm again, and it'll be lovely. So yes, that is what you will pack if it's a week camp. Yes, I'm sure Baden Powell, the creator and founder of Scouty Wouts, is rolling in his grave in Kenya, place. Gone. He's well, supposed to have gone home. So that's a scat joke there for you. Oh dear. Scraping the barrel. So yes, that's basically what to pack. And I will speak to you next time. Actually, at camp. That'd be lovely. One small little thing. I would like to say thank you to Stuart from Germany, who has already tweeted in stating that there was some network bleep-de-dee 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 bleep on the last recording. So hopefully it's been resolved on this one, and hopefully in a drunken stupor I will remember to do what I just did to ensure that it doesn't go bleep-de-dee 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 bleep. Brilliant. Anyway, goodbye for now.